stressful.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the dark side of the AM. We're sitting at 1:05 Eastern Standard Time, hailing proudly from the coastal plain of the old North State. I'll be your tour guide this evening as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Feel free to like all the likes and subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. Those are the easiest and best ways to follow me here at AnomicAge.com. We're going to get into it a little bit this evening. Title of tonight's episode, Diddy and Ships. It could have been entitled Diddy and Bridges. We'll see. I don't know. I was really going to entitle this episode The Obligatory News Coverage because I feel like that's kind of all this is. But the more you think about it, I suppose the deeper it actually goes. So we do have the Diddy coverage. I don't know where we are in the grand scheme of things on the Diddy Where's Waldo edition of the news. The last thing I heard is that we found Diddy. They got him before he was able to get out of Dodge. I don't even know, man. I keep hearing these conflicting reports of Diddy being lost and found, and she's in a plane. He's on his way out of Florida. Let me see if we got the up to the date, the Diddy news. We got Diddy news. Oh my goodness. Let's see. I don't know if we got the up to date Diddy news or not. They don't seem to say anything new. It just got a litany of the alleged victims. It says, 3 hours ago, private jet returns to South Florida. The private jet belonged to Diddy returned to South Florida Wednesday. I'm assuming Diddy's in custody. I don't know, man. Every time I look at something on social media, it tells me something different. And it's, you know, we got the drug mule from Diddy arrested. We got a litany, a bevy, a veritable smorgasbord of the people. Everyone from Prince Henry to Charles to all these various singers and dancers and connections and the great... What's that other asinine buffoon? Hova. We got the Jay-Z connections and the like. And all the way down the line to the usual suspects you may recognize, like R. Kelly. All the way down to Aaliyah from decades ago that, by all accounts, was drugged and forced onto a plane. And then the plane crashed. Folks, the more you look at this, the darker it really becomes, doesn't it? And I'm not sure how much to make of this. I touched on the last episode where it seems that all the sacred cows are becoming sacrificial lambs here in the last few weeks. We got all these celebrity pedophiles suddenly becoming the front page news and even the digestible bits of the news, not just those conspiracies. That's all becoming mainstream and mainstay, if you will. even the Jews. We got old Rabbi Shmuley. Good grief. I want to do a whole show on this. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to go about it. As the great Alex Jones referred to him in today's debate. And I don't think that was much of one. But Rabbi... I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to try my best, and it is so difficult to keep this at a PG or at the most a PG-13 show. So I'm not even going to say what old AJ was calling the venerable rabbi today during the debate. But it was funny, I can tell you that. There's something that is just so revolting, repulsive, and otherwise nauseating about the mere sight of old Rabbi Shmuley. And I think it harkens back to that discernment that I was talking about last time. I think if you've got any discernment, certain people you can just look at, listen to, or even get around. And the vibe changes, man. The frequency changes. And I think for some individuals, that frequency is palpable, whether you're in the same room with them or just looking at them and listening to them. I think it is a very palpable frequency. I do in 100% fashion say that this is discernment from the Lord. It is those ancestral memories. It is the epigenetics turning on, as you might have felt the vibrational frequency change when you were around imminent danger thousands of years ago, be that from wild animals or wild people. I think there's very well a palpable frequency change that you are privy to, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, and any sort of discernment at all. You can see it. You know what it is. You can feel it, don't you know? The great Bruce Lee said in Enter the Dragon when discussing with one of his pupils, he said, don't think, feel it. You've got to feel it. And when you are around these individuals, it's quite palpable. It really is. And that's kind of all I'll say before I discuss this individual at great length, I believe, in another show. But just knowing the things this person's involved in, listening to, and seeing and hearing the combination thereof, it's quite clear. I'm not breaking news for you. So, I'll just leave it at that. Because we got too much to talk about with this whole bridge thing. And, of course, with the Diddy. So as I said a moment ago, we have definitely gone from sacred cows to sacrificial lambs, because it seems for whatever reason in the past few weeks that all the sacred cows, including the Jews, have become fair game on the playboard. Everybody you couldn't dare say a bad word about. Everybody knew what was going on with Diddy for decades, but you somehow just couldn't seem to get any play, pun intended, in the mainstream media. You could not garner any attention from the mainstream media. Now it's the floodgates have opened. If you're on social media, you're seeing Diddy every 3 seconds. There's the litany of old interviews, and that's all they are. Old interviews from all these different people from decades gone by now, covering just the plain, cold, hard facts that Diddy, along with Jay-Z, along with Beyonce, along with the litany of these other individuals, allegedly, they definitely have ties to the usual suspect clan. And no, not the clan of the KKK variety, the clan of global satanic death cult pedophiles, don't you know? The Jeffrey Epstein, the Anthony Weiner, the Ghislaine Maxwell, the Harvey Weinsteins, and the like. That don't even scratch the surface, folks. You want to get into the royal family just a bit? Don't you think that might be applicable here? Don't you think? Just might be a little applicable. These people are scum, folks. They, the proverbial they, have been masquerading around as some sort of second coming, God's great gift to the universe. Oh, look at these people. Let's grovel at their feet. But they're scum. That's that one name that escapes me. Oh, my goodness. Let me see this guy. Let me see. I know this guy's name. I just can't think of it. Why can't I think of this atrocious individual's name? Oh, who in the heck is this clown? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm disgusted by my own brain at this point in the game. The guy that was on top of the Pops, he was exposed by the Sex Pistols decades ago. That being Johnny Rotten exposing this disgusting piece of garbage. Where's this guy at, man? And I know everybody. Jimmy Savile. Good grief. My brain is getting a little rusty at 1:16 in the a.m. Jimmy Savile, the royal family, and the like. All these pieces of human filth. And very much including the aristocracy of the hip-hop community, of the rock community, of the Hollywood elites. All these pieces of dung we need to collectively scrape off of our shoes, folks. The sick thing is that we've known about this for so long. The sick thing is the R. Kelly information from 10 plus years ago. There was connections in all the white papers therein. People still wanted to just sort of, oh, we don't want to see this. We can't connect Diddy and Birdman and the like. Connect them into the pedophile rings. Connect them into the Anthony Weiner laptop. Connect them into the Ghislaine Maxwells. Connect them into the Harvey Weinsteins. Connect them in to the same old Epstein Island filth. Can't connect them into the royal family. Can't connect them into the DC madam. Can't connect them into the Boys Town information from 30 years ago now. Can't seem to connect them. Just can't. It's sickening, folks. It's not a matter of can't. It's a matter of want. They won't be connected. And they won't be connected, I would say, because the general public is still in this malaise of idol worship for these pieces of filth. That's really what it boils down to, ladies and gentlemen. Idol worship. Idol worship. In the face that's all gone on. In the face that's all gone wrong. It's still idol worship. It's no different than Moses coming down from Mount Sinai with the tablets, and the humans are right back to the dog returning to their vomit mode. Right back to idol worship. Got saved from the clutches of Pharaoh. Countless miracles. Countless incidences of Jesus, or in this Old Testament, of God. Not yet by human form of Jesus. Countless incidences of God showing his might, power, benevolence, omniscience. And still, comes down to the mountain and the people are right back to the same old idol worship crud. That's just a mirror of the American people and I would suppose the global citizenry at large. No matter how much you get shown the filth, the trafficking, the human trafficking, the female trafficking, the child trafficking, the child sex slavery, the pornography, it all gets exposed and just rubbed in your face over and over again, and people want to make excuses. People want to save their sacred cows. Oh, it can't be this star. Oh, I love them in this movie. It can't be this celebrity. Oh, I love that Netflix special they're in. It can't be this music star. I love that song. Oh, I grew up on that record. It was so good. They just can't separate the sacred cows, folks, no matter how much of it gets rubbed in your face. And it ain't just the hip-hop world, folks. That's just a drop in the bucket. Like I said in the last episode, this has been going on for decades. All the way back to the heart of rock and roll, folks. How many of those incidences did we just sweep under the rug? Did you miss the Chuck Berry stuff where he was, you know, watching people in the bathroom with cameras? Did you miss all the connections to the underage girls, Jerry Lee Lewis ringing a bell? Did you miss all the groupiedom that the just the most sick mess in the world from the 60s and 70s? But they're my favorite rock group. We can't say anything bad about them, folks. We can't, can we? All the way to the Beatles. What's that album cover? I just call it the Butchered Babies album cover. I believe it's Tomorrow and Today or some mess like that. I mean, how sick and how depraved do they have to make it, folks? Let me look. I got to show you that. I don't know if it's on, if it's easy to find. Let me see here. Let me switch gears and just show you. Because somebody doesn't know what I'm talking about. Someone thinks I'm just pulling things out of the hat and actually making this up. But I'm not. Let's do it in real time. Because someone thinks I'm crazy. Let's zoom in. Can we zoom in? I can't believe that's the best image we got here. Yesterday and today. My bad. Let me put this on the main screen. Can we put it on the main screen? Oh, my heavens. We can't do better than that. That's despicable. Okay, well, let's just do that. There you go. We can zoom in on that one, can't we, boys and girls? I don't care about that. Yeah, there it is. The Beatles, Yesterday and Today. That's their album cover right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Yesterday and Today. That was from release date 1965. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe that was 1965, but it was. Yesterday and Today, 1965, Beatles album cover. I mean, that looks like something you would see in a death metal album cover from the 80s. That looks like something, you know, fill in the blank from all the death metal album covers, which anybody that even listened to that knew they were buying it for the album cover in the first place. I'm sorry, the music just wasn't that good. You know, was it crazy and fast and technical? I guess, yeah, but. Call me crazy, but just for the album covers, folks. So, yeah, Yesterday and Today, again, from 1965. It's hard to believe that was from 1965. It looks like something that you wouldn't have seen back then. But I say all that to say this, man. There are sacred cows all over the place, and we're just supposed to forget about it, I guess. I mean, that's what's up. We're just supposed to put our hands over our eyes and our ears and everything, you know, the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, say no, you know, all that. It's just so disgusting, folks. And it's clearly a sacred cow society promulgated by these elites. Because coincidentally, they're trying to bust Bill Cosby for something that occurred allegedly like 30 plus years ago. Where it sounded like he was giving Quaaludes and some drinks to some girls in the 70s, and I believe that was it, maybe the early 80s on this. And this becomes the joke of the century, the big meme that I guess surpassed Pee Wee Herman of the 90s getting caught with his pants down in a pornographic theater. Somehow that became like the new yuck yuck, ooh, ooh, old Bill Cosby and drinks and sleeping and all this bull butter. Folks, I'm not excusing that behavior. I think it's reprehensible and silly. But in the grand scheme of things, all the debaucherous behavior of the 70s and 80s that was just prima facie known information, it seems a almost ironic target, doesn't it? Someone that was critical of the woes of the black community, that was calling out the stuff for what it was. Coincidentally, he's the person targeted. All the other acts and all the other debaucherous behavior, none of it excusable. But come on, folks. Get serious. Who's the bigger fool? The fool or the fool that follows him? You know what I mean? It's got to be, in my humble opinion, the fool that follows this nonsense. I'll say the same thing for people in those situations. Please stop being scum. It's no surprise to me, and it sure shouldn't be in 2024, that people know what they're getting into, folks. If you follow someone back to their apartment, to their house, to their dorm, to whatever, I'm not excusing any of the behavior. I'm saying at a certain point, you got to know what's going on here, folks. You just do. No excuse of the behavior or the acts. I'm saying you got to know what's going down. Okay? Let's move on, folks. I mean, the whole P. Diddy thing, we could talk about ad nauseum. I believe this absolutely connection to the Aaliyah, what was that, accidental plane crash. Yeah, right. Like the Ron Brown plane crash, right? Sure. I think all this connects. It has far deeper meaning and implication than anyone wants to admit to, and then we will probably ever see, assuredly covered in the mainstream media. Just the facts, Jack. Moving on to this bridge disaster out of Baltimore. The bridge disaster out of Baltimore. Let me pull all the information up on this one. Again, I'm not going to show you the video, quite frankly, because it's gotten so much coverage. What would really be the point at this state of the game here? You know, people are always, oh, you need to show the videos. Yeah, you have more media in your information. I guess I should. The Francis Scott Key Bridge disaster there in Baltimore. Again, just so happens to, I believe, be the breakpoint between, I believe, 5, if not 6 major ports. So that blockage is blocking a whole lot of product from its travels. Big surprise, I'm sure. If you're looking at the video at all, it's kind of quite evident. Just like the 9/11 false flag, this seems to have all the earmarks, hallmarks, and watermarks of a clear false flag, in my humble opinion. Of course, you know what that'll get you. But it looks to me quite clearly, even if we're just going on the story, the boat takes a very wild trajectory. The power gets cut. We see a plume of black smoke coming out of the ship. And then, miraculously, it managed to hit the major support beam of the bridge. Right. Coincidentally, you're also seeing what looks like to me, not an engineer, not a structural engineer, certainly no demolition expert. But then again, you know, I know what water is. It's wet. I know what a hot burner is. It's hot. And it looks to me, much like the 9/11 false flag, that you're seeing some controlled demolition right there. You're seeing several markers on the top of the bridge, and someone quite aptly pointed out these are not markers or indicator lights on the bridge. These are clearly some sort of explosion going on the bridge, which is bringing this bridge down, much like a controlled demolition job, quite obviously, in my opinion. So even if that's not the case, you know, in all of these modern transportation systems, be that planes, trains, and automobiles, automobiles being the one that doesn't quite have this yet, thankfully, but there's usually backups for the backups. There's contingency plans in place, folks. So this isn't the Queen Mary. This isn't the Nina, the Pinta, nor the Santa Maria. This is an actual ship that loads and unloads cargo, travels on a regular basis in 2024. With all the modern technological advancements, there's backups for the backups. There's contingency plans for the contingency plans. So the power gets cut on the ship. Quite obviously, something's going down. That doesn't mean the ship just loses all communication, loses all control mechanisms. I ain't buying that for a second. That being said, you got obvious some sort of controlled demolition, obvious either the boat's being controlled or being intentionally set out of control at just the right time, that just the right things seem to pop off at the bridge. taken this odd trajectory, just so happens to be at the confluence of about five major ports there in the Baltimore area. All things considered, to borrow a parlance from PBS, I think this stinks. I think anyone with eyes to ear and ears. What was that? Anyone with eyes to see and ears to hear can quite aptly figure this one out. I mean, this ain't exactly as complicated as an episode of Murder, She Wrote, now is it, folks? I didn't think so. So, the whole thing stinks. I don't think we're ever going to get the true story, just like we never got the true story from anything at all. From 9/11 to Ruby Ridge to Waco to Oklahoma City bombing to World Trade 1 to World Trade 2. Shall I go on? To Gulf of Tonkin, the sinking of the Maine, the sinking of the Lusitania. We ain't got the straight story from Jack, folks. Going back for well over a century. Dare I say, from at least the 1790s, we probably haven't gotten a straight story since. It's all been a falsity, a dodge, a hustle, a scam, an obfuscation of truth. So if you think you're going to get a real story on this, you're probably in the same boat that thinks you're actually going to get a vote in an election that counts. Good luck. That being said, be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the anomic age. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to anomicage.com. That's A-N-O-M-I-C-A-G-E.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go to bed.